Welcome back to another episode of the Magnetic Mindset Podcast, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today, we are talking about becoming that girl culture. And is it toxic? And or is it not? And or is it not toxic? So maybe this is targeted to a younger audience, but I feel like it's not, because the quote unquote becoming that girl has been around for a few years, I feel like, but it's become heavily popularized, I guess that's the right word, on places like TikTok, Pinterest, basically everywhere on the internet. And I just wanted to talk about it, and let's just dive right on it. So, what does it even mean to become that girl? I feel like, me personally, I don't think it is toxic on becoming that girl. And what the hell does becoming that girl even mean? You could easily just Google this on what becoming that girl is, but because we perceive things differently, right? So this being that girl could be toxic to someone else. But I don't believe it's toxic. When I think of becoming that girl, I see it as becoming that girl that you want to be, that you already are, that you haven't allowed yourself to be due to either fear of being judged, not being allowed to be yourself, due to other people's projections onto you. And honestly, just being your higher self is what we're gonna call it. But the trend should be your higher self, not be that girl. But that's just how society these days has put it into words for us all to process. So, as I said, yeah, I don't think it's toxic. I think with anything in the world, you could think something is offensive and I can think something is not offensive. We are the ones that put meaning onto literally everything in life. Like, just process that for a second. And when you really think about all of that, it's just amazing how we can shift our own realities and shift our mindset and reprogram our subconscious. Because your subconscious, I don't know why I'm like out of breath. I'm literally sitting in my car right now, so I apologize if I sound like I ran a marathon. I used to have really bad asthma, but that's besides the point. I feel like I got like mucus in my nose, but to play off of the whole, we put things in our own perspective, or our subconscious mind creates meaning to things based off of what we've heard, seen, all of that fun stuff, right? So one might, we'll go with the money example, because that seems to be a pretty good concept that a lot of people can grasp. So this, I guess, correlates with money beliefs as well. But I'm saying an example of how we put our own meanings on things, right? So we can get to the bottom line of the being that girl can be a different meaning for different people. So let's say money. $100 million. How does that make you feel? You have $100 million in the bank. How does that make you feel? Does that make you feel anxious, excited? Are you worthy of about $100 million? Do you think someone, like, for example, people bash on wealthy people like Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk? On, oh, you're so disgusting, like, all that wealth, and you're not helping, you should be doing more, like, thinking, which is the value and belief that money is evil, and wealthy people are evil and rude, which, sure, there are some people in this world who are rude, but there's also non-wealthy people who are pretty rude as well. Like, it's just you, whatever you project onto this world, direct the baseline and the cause of it is something to do within your subconscious mind, right? And a belief that's been bestowed on you when you were a kid, maybe a teenager, whatever. But it's now ingrained in your head, and that's how you perceive things. So if your parents are like, hey, you are a fat piece of shit, you should not be eating that. Hey, are you sure you should be eating that? I think you should cut back on that, which is something that I had to deal with. I'm still dealing with body issues. Not as bad, because I'm, you know, I am reprogramming myself right now. Then you're going to think, oh, like, think about it. Your whole life, you're pretty much go around like, yeah, you know, I'm not going to have any of this. Like, maybe you create an eating disorder for yourself. Maybe you binge eat. You know, there's just a lot of different ways to go about that, because everyone's different. So I hope that kind of gives a little bit more perspective as far as why some things are good and some things are bad to others. I mean, think about all the political issues we have, because a lot of people have such strong moral stances on a certain political issue, and it's because of how they were raised for the most part. And when I say how you were raised, I'm saying like just things that have happened to you under 18, pretty much, you know, that shape your subconscious mind. So as far as being quote unquote that girl, going back to being your higher self, I don't think it's toxic. I don't know how many times I'm going to say this in this episode, but that the trend, I think, is where it's becoming, I can see where it's becoming toxic, is that a lot of people categorize being that girl as being this perfect, aesthetically pleasing person, you know, drinking their celery juice in the morning, you know, being super thin. I guess that's what I'm seeing, which could be toxic to some people in the sense of it could possibly create an eating disorder. But like I said, that's due to a subconscious belief that you have, right? That can be changed. And what else can be perceived? This is the whole thing. Yeah, like working out can be toxic to some people. Like hot girl walks. What else? Like reading. Just the aesthetically pleasing. And I think a lot of people are getting frustrated because that's not what drives them and brings them passion and happiness. So when they see this, they think, oh, I'm not going to be that girl, because they don't want to be drinking green juice in the morning. That's not what aligns with them, which is fine. You define what being that girl is to you, right? I mean, when you want to actually achieve the being that girl and being your higher self, I'm using those synonymously, if that's the right word. You have to sit and think of what's going to light you up. What deep down inside are you like, fuck, you know what? I really want to do Pilates. I want to be a Pilates girl. But maybe, you know, I don't know. There could be so many reasons why you're not doing it. You're scared of being judged. The discipline it takes, whatever it may be in your case, right? I'm just using that as an example. Or maybe being that girl is, you know, being a power lifter. I guess we'll stick with the fitness niche. Also, I am driving. This is just my theme of the day. I recorded 2 podcasts today, and both of them were in the car. Gotta love that hustle life. Not hustle, but just getting things done where I can. That's a good example. Like me, okay, yes, I'm getting things done. Like, that's me being a that girl. Like, yeah, I could sit here and drive and not really do anything. But no, I'm doing a podcast because that's my version of being my higher self, is getting things done where I can, because I that's just the time management that I understand in my life, as far as like getting things done and putting multitasking in a healthy way and stuff like that. Utilizing my time. So, like, deeply, truly, if you want to be that girl, you need to look deep inside your soul. Like, yes, you can take inspiration for sure, like, through whatever being that girl is online for other people. But what people are getting caught up in is the fact that, you know, someone else's version of the higher self doesn't align with their version, and they're getting FOMO of, oh my God, if I'm not drinking a gallon of water every day and, you know, buying a juicer and blender and, you know, whatever else the case may be, then I'm not good enough. But you're already good enough. And what you want in life and your desires in life are already good enough. Your higher self is already good enough. Like, I am here to tell you, I am a message from the universe right now. If you're listening to this, the universe has a message for you. That you are worthy and good enough just as you are. And your higher self and your desires are worthy of yourself. And do not be ashamed of them. Yeah. Pretty much it, right? Because it's the FOMO. That's what happens a lot when we, you know, drown our minds in the internet, is FOMO and fear of being judged and all of that fun stuff. Do I think there are certain elements, as far as quote unquote being that girl, that a lot of people could implement? Absolutely. But there's like tiers to that, right? So one of them, like I said, well, for example, is like, oh, the green juice or whatever, like the healthy smoothie or greens, whatever it is, that you could categorize that as eating healthy, right? So you're eating healthy in the morning could look different. It could be oatmeal, like whatever. It doesn't necessarily have to be aesthetically pleasing, right? However, drinking green juice every day in the morning aligns with your highest version of yourself, then abso-fucking-lutely go for it. You need to do what makes you feel good and not worry about being quote-unquote aesthetically perfect for the world, because we're unique in our own different ways, every single one of us. And something that I'm obviously still working on, but have gotten one trillion times better at, is owning who you are. Because we are each here for our own unique purpose. We are each here and have different qualities because that's who we are. Like, I know there's the cliche, wouldn't it be boring if everyone was the same? And it's true. And especially if your like goal is to build an online following and whatnot, it can seem very daunting and feel like you're not going to get a lot of views and won't be popular if you stray from the path, so to speak, and not be super aesthetic with like the white, you know. Especially, that's something I struggle with too, or just, you know, I don't have an aesthetically pleasing freaking apartment, right? Like, I'm a mom, I work, I take care of my 8-month-old daughter, and it's like, I don't have the white freaking walls. Like, you know, my apartment isn't clean 1,000% of the time. And it's like, oh my God, like, I can't make a video because, oh my God, like, fucking dishes in the sink and shit like that, right? Does having dirty stuff in my apartment align with me? No, but I do the best that I can, and, you know, that's how life is. So, yeah, like, being clean is a good aesthetic. Is a good habit to keep. But that looks different for everyone. So, as far as the aspects of being quote unquote that girl, like I said, health is a good one. So being that girl means being doing something healthy for yourself, being clean, right? Being educated, being productive, and being like for productivity. That's a good one because that looks, I'm going to sound like a broken record, but that looks different for some people. Productivity, like you could be doing 1,000 things at once and that's how you align yourself with being productive. Or for some, and that can look different days for you too. Being productive can mean you work for an hour in the morning and then go to the spa for the day or just watch Netflix the day and you'll feel productive in that way. That can be toxic as well as far as the aesthetically pleasing that girl vibe that gets put out there, because it's like, okay, yes, I wake up at 5 and whatever, do whatever, drink my green juice, and I do a 30-minute yoga session and burn 1,000 calories, and I have my another green juice, and then I meditate for an hour, and then I work. I get to work. Like, you know, I could definitely see how that can feel triggering for some people as far as not being enough on what you're doing on a productive level. But broken record here, everything is different for everyone. And I am a full-on believer of social media. There's good and bad in the world with absolutely freaking everything. So I do think it's like drugs. Like, social media is a drug, so to speak, right? And you need to balance things out. And I think one of the things that happens is the FOMO and seeing people post perfect things, that can be upsetting for a lot of us who aren't in the right headspace and don't have a good, strong mindset and have fear-based values and beliefs. And that just takes practice and time and weaning yourself off and reprogramming yourself as well at the end of the day. That's really how you are going to fix all that. It's plain and simple as far as making changes in your life, which I don't want to 100% talk about on this episode because that I'll talk for hours on that one, as far as like making changes and reprogramming yourself and all of that. So yeah, at the end of the day, as far as being quote unquote that girl, I think the last conclusion I want to give to everybody is if you are striving to be a better version of yourself, you need to look deep within you and look at the main areas in your life that you want to change, or just the areas in your life that everyone has, like health, career, relationship, am I missing one? Money. Those are like the few top, I don't even know what to call them, topics or areas in our lives that everyone has that are the main changes that they want to make in their life, right? And there's little subcategories in them, but everyone's is different and we're all unique. And to not be ashamed of who you are, which is something that I've had to come to terms with, and that's something that I was shamed for on being myself as a kid. So like I said, a lot of us were literally programmed this way. So give yourself a break, give yourself a breather. And maybe you're listening to this and it's brought up a lot of like emotions for you, whatever. And that's how I was. And embarking on changing yourself isn't an easy fix. And I shouldn't say that, but honestly, I've been working on it, I would say, for a good 2 years now. Because once you start turning the wheels and realizing stuff in your life, it's the snowball effect, right? Because then you like dig deeper and deeper and you're like, holy fuck, like there's so much, and there's things you didn't realize and situations you didn't realize that have affected you and all this. So take a breather. It's okay. You know, that's why a lot of us struggle with things, and you have your whole life ahead of you, and just take it one step at a time. And there's a quote, I don't know who said it, but I've heard it before, multiple times before, is that we've done the things we've done because we did them with the tools that we had at that time. So now that you're discovering new tools in your life, you can implement them, right? And be the highest version of yourself. So thank you guys so much for tuning into this podcast episode. I hope it brought you lots of value today or tonight. But if you are not already subscribed to the podcast, please go ahead and do so. You can leave me a review. You can follow me on all my other social media accounts for learning more of this stuff. And I will catch you on the next episode. Thank you.